KEXP here at the Cutting Room Studios in New York City. I'm John Richard. So good to be here this morning. The XX, who were actually in the studios here at the Cutting Room a little while back.
Wow.
They were very good. Very good. They didn't warm up at all, by the way. They just, it was the weirdest thing, in a good way. They just plugged in and everyone was really nervous, and they ended up playing live. It was great. Made it on our Live at KXP compilation, as a matter of fact.
That's cool.
We are sitting here in the Cutting Room Studios. Yuna is here. Hi, good to meet you.
Hello, hi. Good to meet you, too.
It is great that we are both in New York at the same time.
Really?
Yeah, it worked out very well. Usually, I'm in Seattle and come over here for weeks
right,
at
cool.
a time.
Yeah. And I'm glad to be here.
It was all from they sent me, the mysterious music people. They sent me a clip of a YouTube clip of your video. It's about the song is like a minute and a half long.
Oh, that's decorate.
Just beautiful. And
thank you.
Based on that, asked for more music and started playing it on the show. And it turns out that we were both here at the same time. So just it was great. So really happy to have you in here. And if you'd like to start with the song right away, please feel free to do so.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, the song is called "Someone Out of Town." And I wrote this song a while back when I was in L.A. And that was last year, so it's quite new.
Morning show here on KEXP. Yuna here live in the studio making her KEXP debut. There's a little water there too.
Yeah.
We can get you more too. She is here in the studios at the Cutting Room in New York. And what brings you to New York? What brings you to the U.S.? When did you get in, by the way?
I got here, I think, about, was it 10 days ago?
10 days ago. Yeah. So you've been in New York a little bit.
Yeah.
And what you been up to here in New York? You've been playing shows? You've been playing...
Yeah, I was at Mercury Lounge a couple of nights ago.
How was that?
That was amazing. Yeah. I had so much fun.
Great place to play.
Yeah. I was so excited about that.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm glad it turned out well. Yeah.
And how long are you in the country for?
I'm leaving New York today. Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be in Chicago to play a bit. And then...
Were you playing in Chicago? We have a lot of Chicago listeners, so...
I actually have no idea.
We will put it on the real time playlist. People can follow along. And then where?
And then I'll be in LA for about a month, and just recording and maybe writing some new stuff. So yeah.
New EP is out in the US in March, correct?
Yeah, the EP will be out in March 15th.
Okay.
And
full length later this year, I'm told.
Full length. The album will be out in summer.
Oh, yeah. Good. Oh, good. You want to play another one? Is that going to be on the EP or?
Yeah, well, the song is called Decorate.
All right.
Yeah. So you decided to see me out of the blue. Should I let you come over? I think you're doing fine. That girl in your arms, does she know where you come from? Almost made me move out of town. You don't want me to be around, but I stayed anyway, just in case. Finding reasons to hate you more than before, like I said you would call, but never at all. Got rid of your number that I know by heart. You left your things at my place, as if I have all the space, 'cause you know I don't mind. Just come back when you think it's time. I'm all black and white inside. More innocence from left to right. I decorate my house with things you love, just in case you show. Decided to see me out of the blue. See me out of the blue. I'm all black and white inside. Monotonous from left to right. I decorate my house with things you show up, in case you show up.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Yuna here at the Cutting Room Studios in New York City playing live. And where's home? Where's home for you?
Well, home is Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of people, we were on Twitter and seeing a lot of people from Malaysia excited about you playing.
They're a bunch of cool people. They're very supportive. I love them.
It was funny too. I just wasn't thinking about time, and someone was, it's 12 a.m.
It's 12 a.m. back home.
Truly the morning show over in Malaysia right now. So we had a lot of people excited. Just all of a sudden, a lot of people I could tell are following you over there as well. And so the Folling comes out later this year. And then do you make your way back to the U.S. in support of that? Is there going to be any touring behind that record? I'm assuming yes.
Yeah, of course. But for now, it's just, I mean, the EP will be out soon, March 15th, and it'll be on iTunes. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Oh, good, good. You have another one for us?
Yeah.
Okay.
The song is called Deeper Conversation. Is your favorite color blue? Do you always tell the truth? Do you believe in outer space? Now I'm learning you. Is your skin as tan as mine? Does your hair flow sideways? Did someone take a portion of your heart? Now I'm learning you. And if you don't mind, can you tell me all your hopes and fears and everything that you believe in? Would you make a difference in the world? I'd love for you to take me to a different conversation. Only you can make me of let my guard down for you. And in time you will too. And if you don't mind, can you tell me conversation, only you can make me. And if you don't mind, can you tell me all your hopes and fears and everything that you believe in? Would you make a difference in the world? I'd love for you to take me to a deeper conversation.
KEXP, The Morning Show, Una live here on The Cutting Room, in The Cutting Room Studios in New York City, and here for the rest of the day, then off to Chicago, then LA, then you're off back home?
Then, yeah, I'll be going back to Malaysia at the end of March, hopefully.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just to do stuff back there. I mean, like, I have a music career back there as well, so
yeah,
but I'll be back here in May, hopefully.
You have a music career back there, Does it seem separate of what you're doing here?
I mean, I started out in Malaysia and 5 years ago, sure. I started something and it became, quite huge. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
So it's separate here. It's got to be a completely different experience.
Kind of. Yeah. It's very different. Yeah.
When you've come, you're in your home country and mm-hmm. people starting to get the music and hearing it and getting out in the U.S., is it a different process for you?
Well, right now for me here in the U.S., it's just, me starting out, just right. like how I started out back then, like five yeah. years ago in Malaysia. So here I'm just doing the same thing all over again. But yeah, I mean, it's cool though. I mean, I get to work on, new materials here. Right. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, sounds like a good experience. And when did you start playing music? When do you know your first memory of when you actually decided I'm going to play music, or was there an instrument you first picked up?
Well, I started singing, I think I was 6 years old, mm-hmm. and I learned how to play the piano at, I think I was seven,
yeah.
and then, but I quit, because I couldn't take all the theory stuff, it was so boring, so, and then when I was 19, I picked up the guitar, uh-huh. but, before that, I was writing, poems and stuff like that, so mm-hmm. at the age of 19, I started picking up the guitar and learning a few chords. And as soon as I could play four chords, I had my first song, which was Deeper Conversation. So.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's great.
So, yeah.
And do you come from a musical family? Is that where?
Well, yeah. Both of my parents, they're music enthusiasts. And my dad plays the guitar, yeah. the drums, and the piano. And he sings as well. So,
what were you listening to? Were you listening to U.S. artists? Were you listening to Malaysian artists?
I was listening to a lot of stuff back then. Malaysian artists. Stuff from here as well. And, my dad used to listen to a lot of rock bands, when I was small. And yeah. he would, put in a CD and I would listen to it. So, yeah.
He must have known. He must have known he was going to influence you. All right. The new EP is out in March. Full length coming out in the summer. More touring in the future. And one more song here live on the show, hopefully.
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
I'm going to play this Malay song.
Oh, good.
And it's called Dance Benarnya. It's one of my favorite songs to play. And this one's for everyone back home.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you.
sama si dia ku akui cemburu mula menular dalam diri apabila kau bersama yang lain. Adakah perasaan benci ini sebenarnya cinta yang masih bersemadi untukmu? Dan sebenarnya ku mengharapkan di sebalik senyumanmu itu kau juga merindui aku. Apabila kau merenung matanya ku rebah jatuh ke bumi. Di saat kau benar-benar mahu pergi, seperti ku bernafas dalam air. Adakah perasaan benci ini sebenarnya cinta yang masih bersemadi untukmu? Dan sebenarnya ku sebalik senyumanmu itu kau juga merindui aku. Oh, dan sebenarnya aku rindu. Dan sebenarnya aku tak mampu tanpamu.
Love that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can you tell me a little bit about that song?
Well, that song is called Dan Sebenarnya, uh-huh. And well, if I were to translate it to English, it means and actually.
Okay.
So it's a song about someone trying to move on and, you know, just sort of pretending that they're okay with everything. But, you know, so one part of the song, I said, you know, all the songs on the radio are making fun of me because, you know, here I am pretending I'm okay, but I'm not. So yeah. Yeah, I'm here. I'm still missing you, and I still think about you. So that's what the song about.
Anyone going through a relationship should listen to your music, be it English or the song, just sing in Malaysian, because they're all very, very poetic and very much about love lost and love gained. It's good stuff. So we look forward. I look forward
thank
to more
so
songs
much.
Too. Yeah, of course. It was great to meet you. Thank you for taking the time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah. And heading off to Chicago and then down to LA.
So,
good luck with your travels.
Thank you so much.
This is The Morning Show. We are live from the Cutting Room Studios in New York City.